In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're going to blow for full time right there.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
This is the Full Time Report, the home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, well, well. What do we have here? Oh, I'm sorry. Is that all 3 points? Welcome in to the full-time report. Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman on what is sure to be a very enjoyable 60 minutes as we break down what we saw today, tonight in Fort Lauderdale at Chase Stadium. From Atlanta United, they take out Lionel Messi and enter Miami, the top team in the Eastern Conference, 3-1. And Garrett Chapman, the most general observation we can make is, one, where has this been? And then, two, that's the team we thought we'd be seeing all season long.
That's win number 100 for Atlanta United. And yes, absolutely, that is the team that we've expected to see all season. Going back to the last win that they had, 3-0 over Chicago Fire. Of course, this is a far superior side than that Chicago team. But at the same time, look, this is what we expect. Punishing offense, and then you have the reinvented defense with Derek Williams and Steele Gregerson, and you bring in the extra center back. Tremendous job from Gonzalo Pineda in reshaping this lineup to fit what you need to do in your game plan against Miami. Tremendous job from the manager. That wasn't a guy coaching out of desperation. That's a guy who understood what his roster could do. And then when you have Derek Williams and Steele Gregerson, you mentioned this right before we came on, 3-1-0 when those two players play alongside each other. Those are your preferred center backs. And we only had them for four matches this season. 3-1-0. They're only lost to probably one of the best teams in Major League Soccer this season.
That was the season opener at Columbus. Real quick, before we get into more analysis, want to look at some of these statistics that made the difference. This statistical recap is brought to you by Piedmont. Piedmont Healthcare offers you exceptional, hassle-free care closer to home. Piedmont, the official adult healthcare provider of Atlanta United. The only stat that really mattered ultimately was the goal scored. We know Atlanta did lead that 3-1, but they also had an edge in shots 23-12, shots on goal 8-5, and an incredible 3.51 XG compared to just 0.80 for Inter Miami.
You know what my favorite part about that is? And you kind of said it. It's the fact that we led in XG, but at the same time, we actually led on the scoreboard. And that's really one of the only time that we've been able to say that.
Well, in
almost 2 months.
Like to push away some of the joking about this, this is what we've been saying with all the fans who have been frustrated. And you're right to have been frustrated with the performance of Atlanta United. But it was never something, at least in my opinion, that Gonzalo Pineda did. It was about guys finishing their chances. If Daniel Rios hits that one on Saturday night, we have a different discussion then. There are plenty of other opportunities you can go back through and say, if this guy finishes, if that guy finishes, what was the difference? And by the way, there were plenty of chances today that didn't get finished. But there were some that did. And ultimately, that's what really mattered. They actually finished some of the chances that are relatively high up in expected goal, and that did make the difference. Saba Loeb, Janidze with two of them, TRA with the other, and it just a stellar performance. And again, it's going to be tough to really get to everything we want to say here, Garrett, because you talked about the defense. They did an outstanding job on the back end. Thiago Almada, who got subbed out late in this game, was an absolute menace. And Miami gave him space, and that was a bad decision. They gave Sabalobe Janidze space. That was a bad decision. The Thierry and Wiley maybe didn't have as much space, but they were impactful as well.
No, they gave all of us space for the entirety of the match. It seemed like it. The Caleb Wiley moving up on the left side, loved seeing him in the attack today. Thiago Almada, I mean, there were multiple opportunities for Atlanta United this evening where they just went uncontested straight up the middle of the pitch. And maybe that's just the way that Miami plays. They have their guys all the way forward, and then because they're trying, they're a very attack-heavy team, they're trying to make a lot of runs, and maybe that's why they lead Major League Soccer in yellow cards. I mean, they're right up there in the top of Major League Soccer, and maybe that's why, because they have guys who are pushed all the way up, and they're susceptible to counters. And that's, generally speaking, not the way that Atlanta United wants to play. I mean, you look at the possession battle, and Miami dominated 56 to 43. Dominated the possession battle. And generally speaking, if Atlanta United loses the possession battle that badly, that we have an inverted scoreline from what we saw today. But look, credit to Atlanta United, credit to the changed-up formation, because it worked really well, and Thiago Almada was playing with a little bit of swagger today. Sabalu Janice was playing with a little bit of swagger. It was one of our three keys to the match. It was find a way to build up some confidence, because you needed it, especially in the attacking side. And Sabalu Janice gets a brace for the first time this season, and Atlanta United punches in three goals. It was tremendous.
We're going to head back to Chase Stadium in a little bit here from Gonzalo Pineda. But before we do that, Garrett Chapman in this first segment of the Full-Time Report, we always give our man of the match. We've had some tougher decisions than tonight. Who do you have?
It's Saba time, baby. It's Saba time. Or as Mike Conti likes to say, it's sabotage down there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Saba Lubjanica, he gets a brace for Atlanta United. It was critical because Miami is a type of team that can jump on you and pounce at any instant, right? It was a team that looked like they were just a moment away from putting in another goal, but Saba does it enough.
I just want to update the season-long standings. This is something we've been doing this year. We've got 6 guys who have won one man of the match this year. We've got 3 gentlemen who have taken home the honor twice this year. We have 1 guy who has won 3 man of the matches, and it is your honoree today. Sabalobe Janidze takes the season-long lead for man of the match standing. So congratulations to him. That's not really the big deal tonight. The big deal, of course, is all 3 points headed back to Atlanta with Atlanta United. And this was for many. And I don't, again, we're not here to point fingers or place blame. I have no issues with people having this as a talking point. But there were many people who came into tonight saying this could be Gonzalo Pineda's last game. There is a world in which there is a scoreline bad enough that they have no choice but to make that call. And what does he do? What does the team do? They change the formation a little bit to best suit what they need to do on both ends of the field against Inter Miami. The team shows up as well, and they do their jobs. Because, again, it's not always been Pineda's fault. It's been guys not necessarily making the right pass, making a smart decision, finishing chances. That wasn't the case today. Look, you did give up a goal. It's not a clean sheet. But it's still a very complete game on both sides. When you consider you're on the road and what this Inter-Miami team is, very impressed. And now we've looked at it, and we talked about, like, hey, the start of a turnaround, right? And we kind of pinpointed going back to last Saturday, right, LAFC. Mm-hmm. If you include that match, 3 of your next 4 games are at home. And so now it's a situation where you've taken 3 points on the road. You come into Sunday afternoon with a winnable game at home against Charlotte FC. There's an extended break, and then you're home again against the Houston Dynamo. So there is an opportunity here to potentially get going. This is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman here. We're going to step aside for a couple minutes. Hope to hear what Gonzalo Pineda has to say from the stadium after 3 points for Atlanta United, a 3-1 victory over Inter Miami. Coming back in 5 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
in life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back into the full-time report. A winning full-time report. Garrett Chapman, Abe Gordon.
And they stay there.
I had to get it there. Garrett Chapman, Abe Gordon here. Back home in Atlanta. We're just waiting before we can take you back down to Miami. Actually, here we are. Gonzalo Pinedo has taken the podium after Atlanta United's 3-1 win over Inter Miami FC.
Today, we did very well in terms of being clinical in the key moments, and I think the players deserve every single part of those 3 points.
Why did you make the formation change, and how did that maybe help y'all be, it looked to me, more aggressive going forward tonight?
Well, I want to have good possession. That was one of the main reasons, was I wanted the build-up to be very, very clear. I think understanding that Messi and Suarez were going to be on top, I wanted to have always a 3v2 against them, and from there start a good build on play. But the players did amazing in terms of, because at times you can set certain advantages for players, but they are the ones that are looking at the pockets, unbalancing the opponent, creating the spaces, and they attacked that very well. There were difficult moments in the game where we didn't have enough rhythm, or we were losing balls in the build-up, but then we were always with a good base of 3 players defending. So that was also part of the why, is because I wanted to be protected in the middle of the field in transition moments, or when they were in the ball, we just clog the middle. We don't allow Messi, Suarez to have a lot of freedom there. But I think the players did well, both out of possession, in possession, but also in transition.
And the job that, I mean, Saba gets 2 goals tonight. Thierry did, you know, yeoman's work with his hold-up play and coming back on defense. Just talk about just the reward those guys got for with the goals and their performances tonight.
Yes, I think the reward is not just about today. It's about many games where they were doing really, really good. But it's tough. It's tough when you are, outplaying certain opponents and creating better expected goals than the opponents, but we didn't get the 3 points, and you can lose your confidence at some point. So for me, it was a big, big sign of great mentality for the team. But it's also a reward for the fans, because one thing I really appreciated today was the corner, the back of the goal. It was completely filled by our fans that traveled here trying to motivate our players. And that was amazing. That connection, again, it means a lot to me. So thank you to the fans for coming here and support us. I think they did it in the best moment.
Is this a base formation we might see more of now?
Who knows? It might be. I think it looked really, really good. We have to see game by game what is better for us. It certainly looked really good, and we have just to assess this game individually, and from there, maybe we try to build some momentum with this formation. I have to take a look to Charlotte. I haven't seen anything. I think they play more in 4-2-3-1, 4-3-3 formation. We'll see if that suits this back five.
How much more stability does those 3 center backs give you on a night like this?
Yes, it's a lot about, yes, having 3 center backs stable and closing down a lot of options. But at the same time, is the maturity of those center backs that, Abraham, Derek, Stian, they have faced a lot of this type of games. So it's that helped. But also, Noah coming in for the last 20 minutes and casually just shutting down Messi and Luis Suarez. So it was a great story for that back 3, but also Noah did his part.
Yeah, we always talk about the homegrowns a lot. And you had Jay and you had Noah come in late to help close this out. Caleb was brilliant all night. How important with those veterans is having that youth who have grown up in the club?
Yes, I think it's unbelievable. I always say that I trust the academies. I believe in the kids. And, you know, I think it's a proof that, this coaching staff really, really believes in the kids because, of course, probably it's not that easy to take the decision to bring home runs at their age in these type of games against big, biggest stars. But I really believe in them. So they make my life very easy when they put these type of performances. I know I can trust them in any moment.
You've talked about it all through this run of games where you felt like it was just one moment away from turning. Was there anything in the buildup to this one? Is there anything today that just gave you even more confidence about getting that kind of a result after the performance?
Well, I think the mentality of the team, again, I have to come back to that. That was a key part. It's not about tactics. It wasn't about any other thing more than the team mentality. Everyone was humble. Everyone was willing to do the work. But also they put their main attributes, which is playing football. Because we're a team that likes to play football, and we do that very well. But we just need a little bit of a piece of composure and confidence in ourselves. And I think this can be a good turning point, but still have done nothing. Still, we're very, very low in the standings. I hope this is the beginning for a good stride of games where we have good results, but we have to put the same amount of energy, the same amount of commitment, and the same amount of football that we did today.
Just the last one for me, I know it's obvious like what Gregerson brought, and we've talked about it before. On a night like this one, Abram, and trying to be a mainstay in the Peruvian national team in a game like this one against South American legends, how big was Luis Abram for you tonight?
I think he was very, very good. Number one thing I like about Abram is his composure on the ball. I think he was really, really good on that. But also, you know, I always challenge him a little bit to be aggressive on and off the ball. He's composed, but the way he was receiving the ball, going forward, and then finding Thiago early in the game, I think was really good. But then defensively, he was also very, very aggressive, always in good positions. When he had to jump to press some of the strikers, he did good clearances. I think it was, I think, one of the best performances from Luis Abram. So very happy about it.
Welcome back into the full-time report. Of course, that was Gonzalo Pineda taking the podium after Atlanta United defeats Inter Miami FC down there in Fort Lauderdale, 3-1. And folks, let's get into our highlights from today's match, because these highlights are brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. And Atlanta United had plenty of looks, plenty of opportunities. Well, really, both sides had plenty of opportunities in that first half. A place where Atlanta United has tended to struggle this season. But that is until Saba Lobjanica breaks through for Atlanta.
Off a steal by Moyamba. Here's Saba coming down the central channel to the top of the arc. He'll shoot from there. Score! Listen, all you all, it's a sabotage! And Atlanta United has the 1-0 lead in the 44th minute. A shot just outside the 18 from Saba Lobjanica.
That's the first lead for Atlanta United in 476 minutes of open play and first halftime lead since March 31st. The fifth goal in the first half this season and only their fourth halftime lead this season. And you know what? They go to the locker room with that 1-0 lead. And the game felt a little out of sorts early in the second half. And Mike Conte actually mentioned this on the broadcast that Atlanta United seemed like they needed a second goal to feel a little bit more comfortable. And it comes in the 59th minute as Saba Lobjanica nets his brace with a second golazo from outside of the 18.
And clears it out to Lennon brilliantly, and the break is on for Atlanta. Lennon sending it down the near touchline to Saba. Saba, dribble, dribble, dribble on Kristoff, into the attacking third. Saba, top of the 18, top of the arc, turns, shoots, score! Golazo! The sabotage is fully on in Miami. It's 2-0 Atlanta United. Incredible.
But the lead only lasted for 3 minutes because it is Messi time after all.
And this is Busquets leaving it back to Messi. Now Redondo down the middle. to Busquets. Back to Redondo on the right wing again. Atlanta United not giving any space to shoot here. Now it is centered to Lionel Messi. Top of the arc. He'll shoot and score. And the best player in the world is not going to let Miami go away quietly. Now it's 2-1 to Atlanta, and we still have a half hour to play.
Leo Messi cuts the lead to one goal with less than more than half an hour left to play. And Abe, this was another instance of Atlanta United falling asleep after a goal. This one only 3 minutes after the brace for Sabalobjanica. But Atlanta United is able to punch in another goal 10 minutes later. Caleb Wiley with a beautiful push up the field assist to Jamal Tiare.
A back heel to Almada, top of the arc, comes forward to the top of the 18, back to Wiley in the box, his cross shot, score! Tiare! Atlanta with a third goal! Can you believe what the Five Stripes are doing tonight?
Yeah, and you can hear it in Mike Conti's voice there. This play created by Thiago Almada and Caleb Wiley, but finished by Jamal Tiare. 3-1 is your final in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, as Atlanta United takes down Inter Miami by a final score of 3-1, snapping a 9-game winless streak. And Atlanta United will play again on Sunday. We'll have all the coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But that's not all for our coverage of this one tonight. The full-time report is going to stay right here. Abe Johnson, Garrett Chapman, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day I'm hustling.
Welcome back into the Full Time Report. Abe Johnson. Gordon. Abe Gordon here with Garrett Chapman right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Having some fun after a 3-1 win. It's been a long time coming for Atlanta United. Want to remind you guys that we are taking some questions and comments on Twitter at GChapATL, at Abe Gordon, at 929 The Game. Make sure to get some thoughts in. I expected a lot of pouring out of kind of sigh of relief, a little bit of finally, and a little bit of a about time. All of those emotions certainly coming forward today in what Mike Conti had called possibly the biggest upset victory in Atlanta United history. Certainly one of the more important, I won't say important, but for the moment, significant road wins in Atlanta United history as well. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $6,000. We've talked about Sabalobjanica a little bit, Garrett. We've talked about – you got to let me know who it is, Dom. We've talked about – we got Saba at the podium. Yeah, all right, let's go there.
Nine matches winless, trouble scoring. How important was this performance and result tonight for the rest of the season?
The most important thing is the results. You know, we get the 3 points in Miami. Like I said before the game, like I came here for the 3 points. You know, so I know the team. I know my team. We were struggling, but you know, like I have a good feeling. Before the game, I had a good feeling. So yeah, we did.
Did the change in formation help y'all have more confidence or be more aggressive tonight?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I mean, like, it's a quick make decision, you know, and like it was, as you can see, like it was perfect, you know, for this team, for this game.
How important is it to have guys like Gregerson and Williams back on that back line?
Yeah, this is so big important for us, you know. They are so good, you know, for me, like. They are very important players for us, and this is one of the key our success. You know?
Could you talk a little bit about the relationship you have with Lennon? It's a little bit different tonight with him in a wing back role, but you guys combine so well.
Yeah, you know, still like today was like a little bit different, but we have chemistry, you know. So like for us, it's no problem. Still, you can see like we had some combination even he gave me assist. So.
And on a night where it feels like so often Atlanta United can get into the 18 so well, if goals from outside the 18 make a difference.
Yeah.
Is the way it fell tonight for you?
Yeah, I mean, like,
Honestly, I'm training every day for that and not for long shots, and that's all I do.
On both your goals, you picked up the ball and were just able to dribble. Nobody closed you down for a long time. Were you a little surprised by that?
Honestly, I was not surprised. Even I had a conversation with Gonzalo. He said, yeah, I mean, like, he wanted more aggression and he wanted more like my dribbling and aggression and not with confidence. So it was nice talk also, and it was nice for me so, like, to have this conversation. And yeah, you can see.
Yeah.
When you came out, you and Gonzalo had a long conversation. How much do you think getting this result means for you guys as players, for him and for his staff?
Yeah, you know, we are in the same page, you know, so like it's so big for us and for the staff. So.
How do you do this again on Sunday?
How what?
How do you do this kind of performance again?
We will do on Sunday.
So. All right.
Well, there you have it. Sabolo Genidze, pretty positive in regards to the results on Sunday. Again, going to be hosting Charlotte FC, who's dealing with a long rain delay tonight. But we'll keep an eye on that game and build towards it in the aftermath. We've given credit to a lot of people who deserve it. Certainly the back line, Steon Gregerson, Derek Williams, Saba, and Almada. I thought Josh Cohen also stepping in for team captain Brad Guzan played especially well.
And look, this is a Charlotte squad. I mean, going back to that briefly, that has five consecutive clean sheets under its belt. And right now they're in the 70th minute. It looks like they might be underway. I'm not sure. I haven't seen anything official. But according to MLS Soccer's website, it is still 0-0 in the 70th minute. So they are on their way to a sixth consecutive clean sheet. And look, I mean, I appreciate Saba's confidence, but I would love to see that on the pitch on Sunday for a Fox match.
Well, that's the big question, right? And that's the big question. Like, you can't let one result be just that, one result. This has to be the start of what we've been deeming a turnaround. And because despite what we've seen for nine straight matches, we still think that there's something behind this squad. And I think when you see a performance like that tonight, and look, I don't know if Miami was focused or not. I haven't watched them all the time to know if they were. I mean, certainly I think you would argue they weren't at their best tonight, but I'm not really focused on them. We're talking about Atlanta United team that despite not dealing with possession, took the fight to Miami, made Miami have to react to them. I know you've said this a lot of times, be proactive, not reactive. They made Miami do that, even without the ball. And then the back line, as we mentioned, incredibly strong when you combine Derek Williams and Steon Gregerson, when you have your first team center backs. And, you know, I was talking with Kevin Egan on my show over the weekend, and we were trying to figure out what has gone wrong. And he said, honestly, you can pinpoint and point the fingers at Pineda all you want, but there's not an MLS team offensively or defensively that can withstand playing their seventh choice center back. And that has been what Atlanta United has been doing, sixth or seventh man in a couple of moments. But tonight you get them back. You change the formation a little bit as well, which you have to credit Pineda with seeing that play out before the match. And ultimately, a very strong showing.
Yeah, there's a ripple effect felt throughout the entire attack, throughout the entire team. When you lose both of your center backs, you lose one of your center backs, and it's felt. Especially with the way that you build up out of the back, you lose one of those guys, much less both of them, and then your third, and then your fourth. I mean, it was an unbelievable, catastrophic run of injuries for Atlanta United, and I think I've got fingers crossed right now, but maybe they're finally coming back into form. But it's also at the same time that you're losing a guy like Bartek Schleisch and Dax McCarty. Huge credit to him for his performance today and trying to mitigate that loss. I thought that was going to be one of the biggest factors in this match today, was how does Dax McCarty play? And Dax McCarty, of course, is not able to go the full 90. But when he was in there, he did a fantastic job of mitigating that attack. And you saw the one opportunity that Messi had to put the ball in the back. He did put the ball in the net. It was when the defensive midfield fell asleep a little bit right after the Atlanta United goal for the second one for Atlanta. And I thought we were going to see a little bit more of that today. And credit to the defense, credit to the communication, credit to Dax McCarty, credit to all these guys. Atlanta United was able to get it done, and it was tremendous.
Well, Messi is going to be Messi, and I don't have any issues with what he did. I think, though, what was a little bit eye-opening is how little we heard the name or saw from Luis Suarez. I think he was absolutely taken out of this attack.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
Welcome back into the Full Time Report. Abe Johnson, is it? Gordon. Abe Gordon here with Garrett Chapman right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Having some fun after a 3-1 win. It's been a long time coming for Atlanta United. Want to remind you guys that we are taking some questions and comments on Twitter at GChapATL, at Abe Gordon, at 92.9 The Game. Make sure to get some thoughts in. I expected a lot of pouring out of kind of sigh of relief, a little bit of finally, and a little bit of a about time. All of those emotions certainly coming forward today in what Mike Conte had called possibly the biggest upset victory in Atlanta United history. Certainly one of the more important, I won't say important, but for the moment, significant road wins in Atlanta United history as well. Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $6,000. We've talked about Sabalobjanidze a little bit, Garrett. We've talked about, you got to let me know who it is, Dom. We've talked about, we got Saba at the podium. Yeah, all right, let's go there. Let's go there.
Nine matches winless, trouble scoring. How important was this performance and result tonight for the rest of the season?
The most important thing is the results. You know, we get the 3 points in Miami. Like I said before the game, like I came here for the 3 points. You know, so I know the team. I know my team. We were struggling, but you know, like I had a still I have a good feeling before the game. I had a good feeling. So yeah, we did.
Did the change in formation help y'all have more confidence or be more aggressive tonight?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I mean, like, it's a quick make decision, you know, and like, it was, as you can see, like, it was perfect, you know, for this team, for this game.
How important is it to have guys like Gregerson and Williams back on that back line?
Yeah, this is so, so big important for us, you know. They are so good, you know, for me, like, they are very important players for us, and this is one of the key our success. You know?
Could you talk a little bit about the relationship you have with Lennon? It's a little bit different tonight with him in a wing back role, but you guys combine so well.
Yeah, you know, still like today was like a little bit different, but we have chemistry, you know. So like for us, it's no problem. Still, you can see like we had some combination even he gave me assist. So like.
And on a night where it feels like so often Atlanta United can get into the 18 so well, it's goals from outside the 18 to make a difference.
Yeah.
Just the way it fell tonight for you?
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, I'm training every day for that, and not for long shots, and that's all I do.
On both your goals, you picked up the ball and were just able to dribble. Nobody closed you down for a long time. Were you a little surprised by that?
Honestly, I was not surprised even – I had a conversation with Gonzalo yesterday. I mean, like, he wanted more aggression and he wanted more, like, my dribbling and aggression, you know, with confidence. So, it was nice talk also, and it was nice for me to like this conversation. And yeah, you can see it.
Yeah.
When you came out, you and Gonzalo had a long conversation. How much do you think getting this result means for you guys as players, for him and for his staff?
Yeah, you know, we are in the same page, you know, so like it's so big for us and for the staff. So.
How do you do this again on Sunday?
How what?
How do you do this kind of performance again?
We will do it on Sunday.
So. All right.
Well, there you have it. Sabalo Genidze, pretty positive in regards to the results on Sunday. Again, going to be hosting Charlotte FC, who's dealing with a long rain delay tonight. But we'll keep an eye on that game and build towards it in the aftermath. We've given credit to a lot of people who deserve it, certainly the back line, Steon Gregerson, Derek Williams, Saba, and Almada. I thought Josh Cohen also stepping in for team captain Brad Guzan played especially well.
And look, this is a Charlotte squad. I mean, going back to that briefly, that has five consecutive clean sheets under its belt. And right now they're in the 70th minute. It looks like they might be underway. I'm not sure. I haven't seen anything official. But according to MLS Soccer's website, it is still 0-0 in the 70th minute. So they are on their way to a sixth consecutive clean sheet. And look, I mean, I appreciate Saba's confidence, but I would love to see that on the pitch on Sunday for a Fox match.
Well, that's the big question, right? And that's the big question. Like, you can't let one result be just that, one result. This has to be the start of what we've been deeming a turnaround. And because despite what we've seen for nine straight matches, we still think that there's something behind this squad. And I think when you see a performance like that tonight, and look, I don't know if Miami was focused or not. I haven't watched them all the time to know if they were. I mean, certainly I think you would argue they weren't at their best tonight, but I'm not really focused on them. We're talking about an Atlanta United team that despite not dealing with possession, took the fight to Miami, made Miami have to react to them. I know you've said this a lot of times, be proactive, not reactive. They made Miami do that, even without the ball. And then the back line, as we mentioned, incredibly strong when you combine Derek Williams and Steon Gregerson, when you have your first team center backs. And, you know, I was talking with Kevin Egan on my show over the weekend, and we were trying to figure out what has gone wrong. And he said, honestly, you can pinpoint and point the fingers at Pineda all you want, but there's not an MLS team offensively or defensively that can withstand playing their seventh choice center back. And that has been what Atlanta United has been doing, sixth or seventh man in a couple of moments. But tonight you get them back. You change the formation a little bit as well, which you have to credit Pineda with seeing that play out before the match. And ultimately, a very strong showing.
Yeah, there's a ripple effect felt throughout the entire attack, throughout the entire team. When you lose both of your center backs, you lose one of your center backs, and it's felt. Especially with the way that you build up out of the back, you lose one of those guys, much less both of them, and then your third, and then your fourth. I mean, it was an unbelievable, catastrophic run of injuries for Atlanta United, and I think I've got fingers crossed right now, but maybe they're finally coming back into form. But it's also at the same time that you're losing a guy like Bartek Sliss and Dax McCarty. Huge credit to him for his performance today and trying to mitigate that loss. I thought that was going to be one of the biggest factors in this match today, was how does Dax McCarty play? And Dax McCarty, of course, is not able to go the full 90. But when he was in there, he did a fantastic job of mitigating that attack. And you saw the one opportunity that Messi had to put the ball in the back. He did put the ball in the net. It was when the defensive midfield fell asleep a little bit right after the Atlanta United goal for the second one for Atlanta. And I thought we were going to see a little bit more of that today. And credit to the defense, credit to the communication, credit to Dax McCarty, credit to all these guys. Atlanta United was able to get it done, and it was tremendous.
Well, Messi is going to be Messi, and I don't have any issues with what he did. I think, though, what was a little bit eye-opening is how little we heard the name or saw from Luis Suarez. I think he was absolutely taken out of this attack offensively. And look, Messi is the greatest of all time. But even in the MLS, he can't do it alone. He's been relying on help from his guys for quite a while. And tonight, it did feel like Messi was asked to do it by himself. He did that once, but Atlanta United needed him, scored three times. And it would have taken a lot more than just the one goal from Messi to handle things. So that's what we have. 3 points coming back. It just one of the more and look, I don't know if it's the biggest upset in Atlanta United history. I'll say this. It's probably the most unexpected result in Atlanta United history. So we'll take all 3 points coming back home. Safe travels back for Mike, Jason, and the team. But we're gonna be pretty happy heading into Sunday afternoon against Charlotte FC. We got a lot more coming your way still. We're going to take a look around the MLS. There's been a goal in that match you were just referencing, Charlotte and New York. That clean sheet streak is, you can kiss that one goodbye. And Atlanta United is going to put an end to it as well on Sunday, if you believe the words of Saba Lobjanidze. A lot more coming back. It is the full-time report. Garrett Chapman and Abe Gordon right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And this is how we're going to do it. Dale! One, two, three, four. Uno, dos, tres. I know you want me. You know I want you.
The 404 conquers the 305 as Atlanta United takes down Inter Miami 3-1. Huge result for Atlanta United. Their first road win of the season. They surpassed their total season output of goals. 3 goals today. Coming into this match, they only had 2. Of course, that is Mr. 305 bringing us back in. Pitbull, the one and only. And Abe Gordon, before we go around the rest of Major League Soccer, I want to ask you this one question, and maybe it was something just that we saw today against this dominant Miami attack led by Lionel Messi and Suarez and everybody else. And look, there's a reason they're number one in Major League Soccer in terms of attack, in terms of total points. I mean, they're a very good and dynamic attack. But on the other hand, Atlanta United stifled them pretty handedly. And it's because they had three center backs. First off, the defending looked a lot stronger. Well, I mean, the defending's been strong much of the season, but it does one other big thing. And I think it unlocks Caleb Wiley and Brooks Lennon. They're able to push up a little bit further. We saw Caleb Wiley get the assist today. They're involved in the attack far more. And I think if we're able to see that moving forward, and maybe we got a little glimpse of what Atlanta United could be with three center backs on the field, I really liked it. I really liked it. What say you?
I think it correlates to what the opposing team is trying to do. If the team plays one striker up top, that's why you have two center backs. It's never one-on-one. That's the premise. With a team that plays two or three up top, you need two or three center backs, or three center backs particularly. I know that's what Pineda said. He always wanted it to be a three-on-two defensively. Mm-hmm. So that's part of it. So I think it does depend on what formation the opposing team is going to run. When they've got that many guys in the attack who are as dangerous as Miami is, it makes sense. There are probably other teams where you don't really need three center backs because they simply aren't that dangerous going forward. You obviously gave up a lot of possession because of that. And so you have to kind of weigh how you want to attack each match. But look, there's no denying. And also, to be honest, Garrett, I don't know if it's as much the formation as it is just simply Steon and Derek Williams, your first choice guys. I mean, obviously, it's a small sample size, right? We only have one observation of this formation. We also only have one recent observation of these two guys together for an extended period. So, you're dealing with sample size there. But I think it's an opportunity. Look, this is the second time, to your point, that we have seen Caleb Wiley up top. Now, yeah, it was Luis Abram on the outside today. We've seen in other matches Ronald Hernandez would be pushed up and be the left wing if you're playing two center backs and two wing backs. And so there are still other formations and other players that do allow Caleb Wiley to be pushed higher onto that left. The question is that still how you want to carry things out? Because it has worked quite well, certainly did today.
But we're also looking at a situation where we want to get Noah Cobb more involved in this team because you saw what he's been capable of doing in the absence of Derek Williams and Steon Gregerson. He has earned more minutes. And so I would contend you need to get him out on the pitch. And
you're starting Cobb over Luis Abram when he's back to 100%? I mean, yes. If you're running three center backs, Cobb over Abram would be the only realistic discussion, because obviously Williams and Gregerson are locked in.
Yeah, and the other end of that is, of course, you have to substitute somebody else off the pitch, right? So today it was John De Silva in that left wing spot, a place that's really been giving you a lot of issues all season. So maybe that's something you can do, but I don't know. I think it does provide another gadget that or gadget or gizmo that Gonzalo Pineda can employ if he sees fit. But Abe, let's go around Major League Soccer because there are a lot of matches today, and I'm going to jump on these ones that have already gone final. Cincinnati, in a very surprising match, falls to Nashville 2-0. Crazy result there. And then another one, Montreal wins 4-2 over DC United. Philadelphia Union and Toronto play to a scoreless draw. And we were just talking about Charlotte, their clean sheets, right? Well, that is no more because Red Bull, not only they scored one when you teased it last segment, well, now it's two. Then they're down 2-0 over there in the Carolinas. Austin FC is looking at, they've had a really strong run as of late. They have fallen two goals back of Portland. Chicago and Orlando, two of the struggling sides in Major League Soccer, they are notched up at one. They are in stoppage time. Houston and Colorado. Houston's up 3-1 over Colorado. Sporting Kansas City is down 2-1 in stoppage as well. Look, we got another goal up there in Charlotte and Red Bulls. Let's see who it went to. Red Bulls punches in it again. So it looks like Charlotte's going to be coming into Atlanta on Sunday limping after a punishing defeat. 84th minute for up there, and they are down 3-0. But Abe, I have one thing that I'm really, really excited about, and
I can't wait to hear it, man. Bring it. We've been waiting.
We've been waiting for a little while. We got this new read from Moe's, and I'm very pleased to announce that as a proud partner of Atlanta United, Moe's would like to say congratulations on a well-earned victory. As promised, Atlanta United's three goals mean tomorrow Moe's will be knocking off $3 off all burritos and bowls. Atlanta, when we win, you win. So get to Moe's and enjoy the bold flavor of your victorious $3 off a burrito or bowl. And I don't know what that means. Since Moe's,
it's Inter Miami.
Inter Miami.
How could you not know what this means?
At
you want me to finish
Miami,
this off for you?
I didn't see that one. And Inter Miami. Since Moe's and Atlanta United are such good sports, your team is welcome to take advantage of this delicious deal, too. I feel wonderful. Thank you, Dom. Thank you, Dom. Credit to Atlanta United for snapping a 9-match winless streak, and I'm really thrilled to bring you that read right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've got more discourse coming up here on the other side. Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman, this is the Full-Time Report.
That's the sound of the hand. True serum. That's what we call it. And God for the thugs, too. When it rolls,
from the top and let the sunshine in. With no wood grain.
Welcome back in to the Full-Time Report. Atlanta United on the road against the best team in the MLS, the prohibitive favorites to win it all. Not alone. There's some other teams in the discussion. Takes out the best player in the world, the greatest of all time, Lionel Messi. 3-1. Gets it done. And we really can't, I really don't think we can overstate the significance of this victory. Now, it may end up being for naught, depending on how we move forward into Charlotte, into Houston at home. But the turnaround had to start at some point, and I think that's what's going to be the most important message, at least from us, when we come back on the air on Sunday afternoon, is this game can't be one isolated performance. We saw an incredible showing from a multitude of players, Garrett, and it has to be the start of something. Pineda made the adjustments. The players responded. 3 points needs to turn into 6 on the weekend real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, I'm sitting here looking at the rest of the MLS table and the Eastern Conference, and you look at the goal differential that Atlanta United has. They're sitting in 12th place, by the way. They have a positive 2 goal differential on the season. In front of them right now, everybody outside, and then everybody else outside of the playoff line right now is DC United's -6 goal differential. Orlando City has a -7 goal differential. Montreal has a -12 goal differential. Chicago, -13 goal differential. New England, -17 goal differential. Atlanta United is an anomaly down here in the teams outside of the playoff line. Even Nashville has a -1 goal differential, and they're sitting up there in the 9 spot right now. Atlanta United right now, I mean, like, they are not the 12th best team in the Eastern Conference. Tonight, the only thing that tonight showed me is that they are so much more than what we have seen over the last nine matches. They are so much more than what critics might have said about them. They are capable of dominating in the Eastern Conference. This was the best team in Major League Soccer that we saw tonight. We saw them at their house on a weekday match where their stars were rested, and we smacked them around. We beat them for a full 90 minutes. We showed them what Atlanta United is actually fully capable of when they are a healthy roster. They are a very capable team, and Atlanta United is so much better than 12th.
It was a situation tonight, Garrett, that we've been waiting on, and not just in terms of the result, but for a while now, it's been keep knocking on that door. The finishes are going to come at some point. There have been a lot of unlucky moments, whether it's crossbars or posts, whether it's goalies making outstanding plays. I mean, I don't want to relive it, but there have been some saves that should not be made.
The first time was enough. I don't want to live it again.
And so you kept leaning on that door. Finally, it gave way, and tonight it gave way in an important fashion. A 3-1 victory on the road against Inter Miami. And you know, there've been a lot of questions about the future of Gonzalo Pineda. And look, I'm not saying tonight necessarily saved his job or trying to make any grandiose statement like that, but there were a lot of people who thought after tonight it would be done, right? There were a lot of people who thought this game was not going to be competitive, that Atlanta United, based on recent form, was going to go down there, get embarrassed, and essentially force the hand of the decision makers. And in fact, it's quite the opposite. We've talked about the players, how it's never gotten away from them, how they are still playing for this guy, that their heads have not dropped. Yes, the results haven't been there, but that's not for lack of trying. It's not for lack of desire, not for lack of want. And now, in a moment where you get one of the bigger victories on the road in your franchise history, it is time to turn this season around. Like, this is the stand. This is the moment that hopefully we can get going, because we all had the same expectations. Whether or not it was supporter shield, I don't know. But we all thought this was a team that offensively, defensively had it all to finish in the top four. I don't know if even that's realistic anymore, a top four finish. But what is realistic is turning the season around, starting today, making it into the playoffs, and causing havoc once you get there. And again, it has to start with this result. It can't be a lone individual performance. But you have to feel pretty good considering recent results. And Mike Conte talks about the flow of traffic. It's looked better in recent results or recent performances. You didn't necessarily get the results. But tonight, everything got put together. And now you have to continue to look like this every time out.
Yeah, and one of the other big factors that we have to consider in this is that Atlanta United, you go get a match win over Charlotte FC, a team who just fell 3-0 against New York Red Bulls. You get them in Atlanta on Sunday. You get a win there, and then you can finally take a breath. You have two weeks before your next match, and that's Houston Dynamo. That's a winnable match. It's right here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then you have tight play again after that. But look, it's DC United, it's St. Louis City, it's Toronto FC, and it's New England Revolution before the 4th of July. That's a winnable stretch, and if you continue this strong play, if you play like you did tonight, you should win those matches. You should be at least drawing those road matches. You should have a great opportunity to get right back into the thick of things in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, there's no denying it. If Atlanta United performs up to the way they are capable of, which is what it would look like tonight, they are going to be picking up 3 points at a time, not 1 point, not 0 points, 3 points at a time for a good 5 or 6 game stretch. And now it's up to them to carry that momentum and carry that level of performance. I certainly want to wish safe travels back from Miami to Mike Conte and Jason Longshore. Want to thank Dom Cheroski for the job that he's done. I am Abe Gordon. He is Garrett Chapman. We are going to be back at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. Reminder, against Charlotte, it is a Sunday afternoon game. We will be back with the Five Stripes Countdown starting on 3:30, hopefully leading towards 3 more points for Atlanta United. Once again, your final score at Chase Stadium, Atlanta United 3, Inter Miami 1. All 3 points hitting the airport, traveling back with the team playing. That's going to do it here on the Full Time Report. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, 3 points, man. It feels good. It's been a while, Garrett, but it feels good on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Will someone shoot, please?
You've been listening to the Full Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And this how we gonna do it. Dale!
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3.
I know you want me. You know I want you.
The 404 conquers the 305 as Atlanta United takes down Inter Miami. 3-1. Huge result for Atlanta United. Their first road win of the season. They surpassed their total season output of goals. 3 goals today. Coming into this match, they only had 2. Of course, that is Mr. 305 bringing us back in. Pitbull, the one and only. And Abe Gordon, before we go around the rest of Major League Soccer, I want to ask you this one question. And it's maybe it was something just that we saw today against this dominant Miami attack led by Lionel Messi and Suarez and everybody else. And look, there's a reason they're number one in Major League Soccer in terms of attack, in terms of total points. I mean, they're a very good and dynamic attack. But on the other hand, Atlanta United stifled them pretty handedly. And it's because they had three center backs. First off, the defending looked a lot stronger. Well, I mean, the defending's been strong much of the season, but it does one other big thing. And I think it unlocks Caleb Wiley and Brooks Lennon. They're able to push up a little bit further. We saw Caleb Wiley get the assist today. They're involved in the attack far more. And I think if we're able to see that moving forward, and maybe we got a little glimpse of what Atlanta United could be with three center backs on the field. I really liked it. What say you?
I think it correlates to what the opposing team is trying to do. If the team plays one striker up top, that's why you have two center backs. It's never one-on-one. That's the premise. With a team that plays two or three up top, you need two or three center backs, or three center backs particularly. I know that's what Pineda said. He always wanted it to be a three-on-two defensively. Mm-hmm. So that's part of it. So I think it does depend on what formation the opposing team is going to run. When they've got that many guys in the attack who are as dangerous as Miami is, it makes sense. There are probably other teams where you don't really need three center backs because they simply aren't that dangerous going forward. You obviously gave up a lot of possession because of that. And so you have to kind of weigh how you want to attack each match. But look, there's no denying. And also, to be honest, Garrett, I don't know if it's as much the formation as it is just simply Steon and Derek Williams, your first choice guys. I mean, obviously, it's a small sample size, right? We only have one observation of this formation. We also only have one recent observation of these two guys together for an extended period. So, you know, you're dealing with sample size there. But I think it's an opportunity. Look, this is the second time, to your point, that we have seen Caleb Wiley up top. Now, yeah, it was Luis Abram on the outside today. We've seen in other matches Ronald Hernandez would be pushed up and be the left wing if you're playing two center backs and two wing backs. And so there are still other formations and other players that do allow Caleb Wiley to be pushed higher onto that left. The question is that still how you want to carry things out? Because it has worked quite well, certainly did today.
But we're also looking at a situation where we want to get Noah Cobb more involved in this team, because you saw what he's been capable of doing in the absence of Derek Williams and Steon Gregerson. He has earned more minutes. And so I would contend you need to get him out on the pitch. And I like.
So you starting Cobb over Luis Abram when he's back to 100%? I mean, yes. if you're running three center backs, Cobb over Abram would be the only realistic discussion, because obviously Williams and Gregerson are locked in.
Yeah, and the other end of that is, of course, you have to substitute somebody else off the pitch, right? So today it was John De Silva in that left wing spot, a place that's really been giving you a lot of issues all season. So maybe that's something you can do, but I don't know. I think it does provide another gadget that or gizmo that Gonzalo Pineda can employ if he sees fit. But Abe, let's go around Major League Soccer, because there are a lot of matches today, and I'm going to jump on these ones that have already gone final. Cincinnati, in a very surprising match, falls to Nashville 2-0. Crazy result there. And then another one, Montreal wins 4-2 over DC United. Philadelphia Union and Toronto play to a scoreless draw. And we were just talking about Charlotte, their clean sheets, right? Well, that is no more, because Red Bull, not only they scored one when you teased it last segment, well, now it's two. Then they're down 2-0 over there in the Carolinas. Austin FC is looking at, they've had a really strong run as of late. They have fallen two goals back of Portland. Chicago and Orlando, two of the struggling sides in Major League Soccer, they are notched up at one. They are in stoppage time. Houston and Colorado. Houston's up 3-1 over Colorado. Sporting Kansas City is down 2-1 in stoppage as well. Look, we got another goal up there in Charlotte and Red Bulls. Let's see who it went to. Red Bulls punches in it again. So it looks like Charlotte's going to be coming into Atlanta on Sunday limping after a punishing defeat. 84th minute for up there, and they are down 3-0. But Abe, I have one thing that I'm really, really excited about, and
I can't wait to hear it, man. Bring it. We've been waiting. Bring it.
We've been waiting for a little while. We got this new read from Moe's, and I'm very pleased to announce that as a proud partner of Atlanta United, Moe's would like to say congratulations on a well-earned victory. As promised, Atlanta United's three goals mean tomorrow Moe's will be knocking off $3 off all burritos and bowls. Atlanta, when we win, you win. So get to Moe's and enjoy the bold flavor of your victorious $3 off a burrito or bowl. And I don't know what that means. Since Moe's,
it's Inter Miami.
Inter Miami.
How could you not know what this means?
At
you want me to finish
Miami,
this off for you?
I didn't see that one. And yeah. Inter Miami. Since Moe's and Atlanta United are such good sports, your team is welcome to take advantage of this delicious deal too. I feel wonderful. Thank you, Dom. Thank you, Dom. Credit to Atlanta United for snapping a 9-match winless streak, and I'm really thrilled to bring you that read right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've got more discourse coming up here on the other side. Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman, this is the Full-Time Report.
Huh. That's the sound of the hand. True serum. That's what we call it. And God for the thugs, too.
Welcome back in to the Full-Time Report. Atlanta United on the road against the best team in the MLS, the prohibitive favorites to win it all. Not alone. There's some other teams in the discussion. Takes out the best player in the world, the greatest of all time, Lionel Messi. 3-1. Gets it done. And we really can't... I really don't think we can overstate the significance of this victory. Now, it may end up being for naught, depending on how we move forward into Charlotte, into Houston at home. But the turnaround had to start at some point. And I think that's what's going to be the most important message, at least from us, when we come back on the air on Sunday afternoon, is this game can't be one isolated performance. We saw an incredible showing from a multitude of players, Garrett. And it has to be the start of something. Pineda made the adjustments. The players responded. 3 points needs to turn into 6 on the weekend real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, I'm sitting here looking at the rest of the MLS table and the Eastern Conference. And you look at the goal differential that Atlanta United has. They're sitting in 12th place, by the way. They have a positive 2 goal differential on the season. in front of them right now, everybody outside, and then everybody else outside of the playoff line right now is DC United's -6 goal differential. Orlando City has a -7 goal differential. Montreal has a -12 goal differential. Chicago, -13 goal differential. New England, -17 goal differential. Atlanta United is an anomaly down here in the teams outside of the playoff line. Even Nashville has a -1 goal differential, and they're sitting up there in the 9 spot right now. Atlanta United right now, I mean, like, they are not the 12th best team in the Eastern Conference. Tonight, the only thing that tonight showed me is that they are so much more than what we have seen over the last 9 matches. They are so much more than what critics might have said about them. They are capable of dominating in the Eastern Conference. This was the best team in Major League Soccer that we saw tonight. We saw them at their house on a weekday match where their stars were rested, and we smacked them around. We beat them for a full 90 minutes. We showed them what Atlanta United is actually fully capable of when they are a healthy roster. They are a very capable team, and Atlanta United is so much better than 12th.
It was a situation tonight, Garrett, that we've been waiting on, and not just in terms of the result, but for a while now, it's been keep knocking on that door. The finishes are going to come at some point. There have been a lot of unlucky moments, whether it's crossbars or posts, whether it's goalies making outstanding plays. I mean, I don't want to relive it, but there've been some saves that should
the
not
first
be
time
made.
Was enough. I don't want to live it again.
And so you kept leaning on that door. Finally, it gave way, and tonight it gave way in an important fashion. A 3-1 victory on the road against Inter Miami. And you know, there've been a lot of questions about the future of Gonzalo Pineda. And look, I'm not saying tonight necessarily saved his job or trying to make any grandiose statement like that, but there were a lot of people who thought after tonight it would be done, right? There were a lot of people who thought this game was not going to be competitive, that Atlanta United, based on recent form, was going to go down there, get embarrassed, and essentially force the hand of the decision makers. And in fact, it's quite the opposite. We've talked about the players, how it's never gotten away from them, how they are still playing for this guy, that their heads have not dropped. Yes, the results haven't been there, but that's not for lack of trying. It's not for lack of desire, not for lack of want. And now, in a moment where you get one of the bigger victories on the road in your franchise history, it is time to turn this season around. Like, this is the stand. This is the moment that hopefully we can get going, because we all had the same expectations. Whether or not it was supporter shield, I don't know. But we all thought this was a team that offensively, defensively had it all to finish in the top four. I don't know if even that's realistic anymore, a top four finish. But what is realistic is turning the season around, starting today, making it into the playoffs, and causing havoc once you get there. And again, it has to start with this result. It can't be a lone individual performance. But you have to feel pretty good considering recent results. And Mike Conte talks about the flow of traffic. It's looked better in recent results or recent performances. You didn't necessarily get the results. But tonight, everything got put together. And now you have to continue to look like this every time out.
Yeah, and one of the other big factors that we have to consider in this is that Atlanta United, you go get a match win over Charlotte FC, a team who just fell 3-0 against New York Red Bulls. You get them in Atlanta on Sunday. You get a win there, and then you can finally take a breath. You have two weeks before your next match, and that's Houston Dynamo. That's a winnable match. That's right here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then you have tight play again after that. But look, it's DC United, it's St. Louis City, it's Toronto FC, and it's New England Revolution before the 4th of July. That's a winnable stretch, and if you continue this strong play, if you play like you did tonight, you should win those matches. You should be at least drawing those road matches. You should have a great opportunity to get right back into the thick of things in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, there's no denying it. If Atlanta United performs up to the way they are capable of, which is what it would look like tonight, they are going to be picking up 3 points at a time, not 1 point, not 0 points, 3 points at a time for a good 5 or 6 game stretch. And now it's up to them to carry that momentum and carry that level of performance. I certainly want to wish safe travels back from Miami to Mike Conte and Jason Longshore. Want to thank Dom Cherosky for the job that he's done. I am Abe Gordon. He is Garrett Chapman. We are going to be back at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. Reminder, against Charlotte, it is a Sunday afternoon game. We will be back with the Five Stripes Countdown starting on 3:30. Hopefully, leading towards three more points for Atlanta United. Once again, your final score at Chase Stadium, Atlanta United 3, Inter Miami 1. All 3 points hitting the airport, traveling back with the team plane. That's going to do it here on the Full Time Report. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, 3 points, man. It feels good. It's been a while, Garrett, but it feels good on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Will someone shoot, please?
You've been listening to the Full Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And that's the sound of the hand. Yeah. True serum. That's what we call it. And God for the thugs, too. When it rolls,
yeah. Drop the top and let the sunshine in. With no wood grain.
Welcome back in to the Full Time Report. Atlanta United on the road against the best team in the MLS, the prohibitive favorites to win it all. Not alone. There's some other teams in the discussion. Takes out the best player in the world, the greatest of all time, Lionel Messi. 3-1, gets it done. And we really can't, I really don't think we can overstate the significance of this victory. Now, it may end up being for naught, depending on how we move forward into Charlotte, into Houston at home. But the turnaround had to start at some point. And I think that's what's going to be the most important message, at least from us, when we come back on the air on Sunday afternoon, is this game can't be one isolated performance. We saw an incredible showing from a multitude of players, Garrett. And it has to be the start of something. Pineda made the adjustments. The players responded. 3 points needs to turn into 6 on the weekend real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, I'm sitting here looking at the rest of the MLS table in the Eastern Conference, and you look at the goal differential that Atlanta United has. They're sitting in 12th place, by the way. They have a positive 2 goal differential on the season. In front of them right now, everybody outside, and then everybody else outside of the playoff line right now, is DC United's -6 goal differential. Orlando City has a -7 goal differential. Montreal has a -12 goal differential. Chicago, -13 goal differential. New England, -17 goal differential. Atlanta United is an anomaly down here in the teams outside of the playoff line. Even Nashville has a -1 goal differential, and they're sitting up there in the 9 spot right now. Atlanta United right now, I mean, like, they are not the 12th best team in the Eastern Conference. Tonight, the only thing that tonight showed me is that they are so much more than what we have seen over the last 9 matches. They are so much more than what critics might have said about them. They are capable of dominating in the Eastern Conference. This was the best team in Major League Soccer that we saw tonight. We saw them at their house on a weekday match where their stars were rested, and we smacked them around. We beat them for a full 90 minutes. We showed them what Atlanta United is actually fully capable of when they are a healthy roster. They are a very capable team, and Atlanta United is so much better than 12th.
It was a situation tonight, Garrett, that we've been waiting on, and not just in terms of the result, but for a while now, it's been keep knocking on that door. The finishes are going to come at some point. There have been a lot of unlucky moments, whether it's crossbars or posts, whether it's goalies making outstanding plays. I mean, I don't want to relive it, but there've been some saves that should not be made.
The first time was enough. I don't want to relive it again.
And so you kept leaning on that door. Finally, it gave way, and tonight it gave way in an important fashion. A 3-1 victory on the road against Inter Miami. And you know, there've been a lot of questions about the future of Gonzalo Pineda. And look, I'm not saying tonight necessarily saved his job or trying to make any grandiose statement like that, but there were a lot of people who thought after tonight it would be done, right? There were a lot of people who thought this game was not going to be competitive, that Atlanta United, based on recent form, was going to go down there, get embarrassed, and essentially force the hand of the decision makers. And in fact, it's quite the opposite. We've talked about the players, how it's never gotten away from them, how they are still playing for this guy, that their heads have not dropped. Yes, the results haven't been there, but that's not for lack of trying. It's not for lack of desire, not for lack of want. And now, in a moment where you get one of the bigger victories on the road in your franchise history, it is time to turn this season around. This is the stand. This is the moment that hopefully we can get going, because we all had the same expectations. Whether or not it was supporter shield, I don't know. But we all thought this was a team that offensively, defensively had it all to finish in the top four. I don't know if even that's realistic anymore, a top four finish. But what is realistic is turning the season around, starting today, making it into the playoffs, and causing havoc once you get there. And again, it has to start with this result. It can't be a lone individual performance. But you have to feel pretty good considering recent results, and Mike Conte talks about the flow of traffic. It's looked better in recent results or recent performances. You didn't necessarily get the results. But tonight, everything got put together, and now you have to continue to look like this every time out.
Yeah, and one of the other big factors that we have to consider in this is that Atlanta United, you go get a match win over Charlotte FC, a team who just fell 3-0 against New York Red Bulls. You get them in Atlanta on Sunday. You get a win there, and then you can finally take a breath. You have two weeks before your next match, and that's Houston Dynamo. That's a winnable match. It's right here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then you have tight play again after that. But look, it's DC United, it's St. Louis FC, or St. Louis City, it's Toronto FC, and it's New England Revolution before the 4th of July. That's a winnable stretch, and if you continue this strong play, if you play like you did tonight, you should win those matches. You should be at least drawing those road matches. You should have a great opportunity to get right back into the thick of things in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, there's no denying it. If Atlanta United performs up to the way they are capable of, which is what it would look like tonight, they are going to be picking up 3 points at a time, not 1 point, not 0 points, 3 points at a time for a good 5 or 6 game stretch. And now it's up to them to carry that momentum and carry that level of performance. I certainly want to wish safe travels back from Miami to Mike Conte and Jason Longshore. Want to thank Dom Cherosky for the job that he's done. I am Abe Gordon. He is Garrett Chapman. We are going to be back at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. Reminder, against Charlotte, it is a Sunday afternoon game. We will be back with the Five Stripes Countdown starting on 3:30, hopefully leading towards 3 more points for Atlanta United. Once again, your final score at Chase Stadium, Atlanta United 3, Inter Miami 1. All 3 points hitting the airport, traveling back with the team plane. That's going to do it here on the Full Time Report. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, 3 points, man. It feels good. It's been a while, Garrett, but it feels good on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Will someone shoot, please?
You've been listening to the Full Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.